We need to do Patreon chat for this bloody nonsense with the polyamorous group. I mean, I love their polyamory. I do not deny them their polyamory. What I am denying them is that they're whinging.
Oh, my God, yes. It's just one of those things. It just doesn't seem like it's fun anymore, guys.
When it's no longer fun, walk away. That's one of our main gambling ads in Australia.
Yeah. I mean, I only just listened to the last podcast that the pair of you were in yesterday, and Kate brings up a point in that one that in this TV show Sister Wives, there's no other husbands.
No. And it's about wives, mate. It's not about husbands.
Amy has the – she's got the floor.
Yeah.
You know, so to speak. And it's not fun for any of them. No. And I'm really worried about the new girlfriend. What's her name again? Flissy?
Flissy Higgins. She hasn't come back for a second date yet.
Yeah.
I was actually very much looking forward to Levi. He was about to tell her about his polyamorous relationship, but then something happened, which was Amy flung his phone into Lassiter's lake.
Oh, yeah. Scumbag.
So after she had the world's most drawn-out tantrum that went from last week into this week.
Which is exhausting.
Yeah.
She is a mother of young adults.
That she doesn't seem to have any contact with.
I would be having a tanty of that sort if my child was having a problem.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. I have tantrums all the time. But I just don't know. She's getting so worked up about my boyfriend wants to have a date with another woman.
I just really feel for Ned, and he brought it up. He's like, all my dates are being ruined.
And let's talk about one of these dates, Catherine Jones. One of these dates is Ned shirtless in his boxers doing a bit of body painting.
Oh, yeah.
Amy cannot focus.
In Tarage's back room.
Yeah, well, that's where he lives.
I'm just embarrassed for him. When I saw that, and I was like, why are you two getting your kit off and potentially having paint sex?
Because they had sex outside and someone videoed that.
They need to go to her apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just hers.
She's like, I won't get my bond back if I get paint everywhere.
So she can't focus and he's doing this lovely intricate design on her and then she returns the favour and just like finger paints.
A big X.
X marks the spot. In this case, it doesn't.
Yeah, and it's a bit further down.
Ned just cracks it. He's like, excuse me, I'm trying to.
If you're not going
to
take this seriously.
If you're not going to touch me up properly, stop talking about your other boyfriend.
Like, it's just unfortunate. But one of the bits I like about it is that Ned's a beautiful person on the outside. Mm. I assume there's good parts on the inside. But he's not the kind of person that's used to being tossed aside.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that a little bit. But I just feel sorry for him. But I think it's, like, amusing that Ned's, like, sitting back being like, why is my girlfriend talking about some other guy all the time?
And he's pretty tolerant. He's, like, happy to chat through this with you, but not every minute we spend together.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
I think polyamory works for Ned because it's his Willis thing. Normally, for Drab, he was into it, but just that the different parties didn't really know about it.
Yeah, Ned's on board. It's just Levi and Amy are having some strife. And Sheila just keeps pushing Levi towards Felicity in an uncomfortable manner.
Okay, put yourself in Felicity's shoes. Imagine you're going on a second date with a dude and he goes, I just wanted to let you know, I have another girlfriend and we've got an open polyamorous relationship with another friend of ours too. I reckon I'd be like, red flags. Thanks for your time.
However, she thinks Levi is extremely hot.
Mate, tell you what, grab that by the horns.
I think she is happy to just give it a go. I think she might be quite open-minded to see where it goes for a bit of that action, at least for a couple of weeks.
Well, storyline purposes, it will have to, won't it?
Yeah, I imagine that she's not going to be, like, offended in, like, a Sheila fashion.
Yeah.
from what little we know of her, but I don't know. I think that she's going to have some initial feelings where she's like, you know what, I met that woman and you called her your friend. Like, that's weird. And
yeah, poor form.
Yeah, and just, you know, what does that show about Levi? I think she might be wondering.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll have a think about it. Maybe she'll call that friend that she called. Remember when she called and said, I'm on a date and
the one
really
she stood
good time?
Up. That friend's probably like, ugh, she's just, it's always about her problems.
What a flake.
Yeah.
So we get to this moment at Flamingo Bar where she patches things up with Levi, which sounded like the exact conversation they had a week ago where he's like, I'm going to go out with her. And she's like, I guess I'll be okay with it. That's what you said last week and then you weren't okay with it. So she's like, everything's great. And she's flailing around and the phone lands in the lake.
That was the biggest bullshit, wasn't it?
The bit that was very true to life, though, was that the chat they had afterwards, CJ, your husband works in a phone shop, phone business, and it's actually quite accurate. When I went to Magnetic Island 1,000 years ago, my partner jumped in the pool with his phone in the pocket and we straight away put it in the bag of rice. Yep. And then we realised after he Googled that it was a new enough model that it auto-dries. However, we'd already put it in the rice, so he broke the phone by doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he had to get a new phone anyway. But I thought the rice, no rice chat.
How is the rice going to harm it?
It got like up there. It got up it. It got up its jacksie. It was no good. So I thought that the phone risotto chat was very accurate and real. The way the phone got into the lake, not so real.
No, I didn't like that. And I really like Amy as a character. Mm. We all do. But this kind of attitude I really don't like. Like nobody does that.
Because also we like her because she's in control of herself and her destiny, and she's the one who marches into the Robinson offices and is like, I'm your designer. Here is your uniform, you know.
I've never done this before, but I can.
Another point in her column, she is one of the very few characters at the moment that is going to her job and working in it. She is sitting down a lot, but she's at her workplace, and a lot of other characters have not been at their workplaces.
I agree, but she is
Aaron,
having...
We actually haven't seen him at the gym.
But he's carrying his gym bag.
Since the pandemic started.
He's got protein powder. So, God, their gym is like perfectly set up for COVID times because half of it's already in the car park.
Well, that's thruple chat. I need everyone to stop having tantrums. Either embrace this modern lifestyle or
you know what? Shit will get off the pot.
That phrase was going through my head as you said it, Kate. Say it again.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that when they break up, Levi and Amy, that they're going to bring another person into the relationship?
What, like how we have a one-in, one-out system with gay men on the show?
Mm. Yeah.
I think that they'll be too exhausted from this.
Yeah, they'll just lay low for a bit. Okay,
but I do think it might lead to Amy and Ned sticking it out as a twosome for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, like Gino back in the day, that Gino the hairdresser, he was kind of the comedy gay character.
Do you reckon his salon is had to close down because of anti-vax reasons, or do you think he's above board?
Yeah, I reckon he would have.
Well, Lynn Scully definitely is.
He would have been doing hair throughout on the sly.
Backyard jobs.
Anyway, going back to my tangent here, maybe they'll bring the polyamory story back in a few years' time and it will just be like a suburban family of sister wives.
Oh, see that.
Yeah, I really want that.
I would love a polyamorous family to be introduced as that.
Yes. Mm. Or at least it doesn't have to be a whole family, but just a unit, a three, a throuple. Okay.